Hello, welcome to the Ad Hominem Attack Show podcast. This is Chris Paw here with Kyle.
Hey!
Jeremy.
Hi there.
Tabitha.
Hello.
And we are hot off the heels of the first round of the Roast Battle Tournament we've been discussing over the last month. We have results, but first, how's it going, guys?
My eye's less red. If you're at the first show, my eye
you
was
fucking what? You all looked at me like you weren't expecting to talk on a podcast.
I know, well,
not
I don't know.
Not about how we're feeling.
Tabitha stared at me like, I'll talk.
How was your week? Talk. Describe your week. Did you guys have fun at the show?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun at the show. It was a really good time. It was such a good time that for the rest of the week, I was just like, wow, that was a great time. So that was my week.
All right, Kyle, talk for it about 5 minutes.
What?
Jeremy?
My week was weird because I had to have a bunch of old ladies hug me for way too long because the job's over. So,
hot. Ick.
Yeah, dude.
It was
very sexy.
It was
hot,
not
hot,
sexy.
Hot Jeremy again.
Hot Jeremy or Dragon.
This
in
woman,
the old
this woman, straight up told me, "Don't hug me like you don't want to touch me. Fucking hug me."
Oh,
yeah. See, that's
you
what you get when you're hot, Jeremy. Yeah.
And you can't resist a girl that smells like money.
No, I can't.
You still got it, baby.
We're all trying to contain ourselves because right before Kyle hit record, I said that Jeremy was Ryan hot and put up wet.
You just had to.
I had this. I had posterity.
All right. Now everybody knows that you were funny before the podcast. Congratulations.
Good.
Now
all right.
Be funny
so,
now.
Yeah.
The returning Roast Battlers, who will be here November 16th at Not Your Parents' Basement. This is the wrong list. It's upside down. All right. The first round is going to be Mickey Genosi and Nick Glasser. It's Nick's victory against Anthony Mayo. That was a hilarious battle.
Are we getting into
just,
it?
Are I'm going to list these, or do you guys want to talk about
it?
You guys want to jump in here? And
the show is at 9 o'clock on November 16th. It will sell out, and we have to cut the door. So if you want to come, tell your friends that you're going to be a bringer because you get a crowd vote. ClevelandComedyFestival.com has tickets. Buy them because we're going to tell you to fuck off if you show up and it's full.
It's
so don't come late.
Like, if we tell you to go away, we're not being mean. It is literally illegal for you to be here, and I will treat you as such.
Yeah, this show's gotten, this award-winning roast battle has gotten so huge that the fire marshal was like, man, you guys can't do this shit all the time. You can only have 50 people in here.
We've tried to get this categorized as like a protest that's just spewing hate speech to see if we could up our count that way. But unfortunately, that's just not how it works.
Yeah.
There are only 50 people allowed to be here regardless if they're playing pinball or if, you know, they're listening to a bunch of people call each other ugly. So,
yep. And then the fire marshal was like, you can blow me if you want more people. And Tabitha and I were both like, nah, we're retired from that.
We hung up our jerseys.
Were they two small basketball jerseys?
They were.
Yeah.
So you guys don't suck dick anymore, huh?
Not to get what we want. Just because we want to.
What
not
the
to,
reason
like,
is there to suck dick? I don't know.
A deep yearning.
Love?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
You don't suck dick for love. You eat ass for love.
Oh, shit. I guess I've never been in love then.
Nope. You don't know shit about it.
Nope.
Wait, you've never eaten ass, Kyle?
No.
Why not?
That's the only thing you haven't fucking
eaten. Yeah. I don't like candy carrots either. I put the brown sugar on carrots and cook them. Not a fan. I'd rather eat acid than the cooked carrots. But
coincidentally, that's exactly what eating ass tastes like.
Well, look at that. Carrots.
Sometimes same texture, too.
It makes sense. There's no calories in ass.
I had a dog as a kid that would eat its own shit, and then it got worms, so I'm just like assuming like you shouldn't lick a fucking asshole. Like, I don't know.
Licking an asshole and eating a turd is a...
Well, there's shit that comes out of it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
my logic is not that fucking far.
There's well over 23 hours a day where there's not shit coming out of an ass.
But I guess, like, yeah, what if it's not clean? What if they didn't wipe well?
Then that's...
You cross that bridge when you come to it.
I'm never going to go over to that side. You know?
It's not wiped well. That's what the first swipe is
so
for.
Everybody
you
else
spit
is,
after that.
Everybody else here has licked an asshole. I know. I'm assuming yes, because you guys just fucking...
Yeah.
Because
we're adults.
Oh, I thought that was like a kid thing to do. No.
No. It's grown as hell.
Missionary, come and I'm out. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I'm fucking old school. Licking ass. Fucking millennials.
How old are you?
Bro, I'm 38.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just don't lick ass. Not my thing.
I have noticed that a lot of memes...
Don't sex shame me.
Memes are suggesting that eating ass is a millennial thing, but that is the farthest thing from the truth.
My grandfather never ate ass.
Want a bet?
Bet you he did.
Did you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Which direction did your grandmother's wrinkle lines point in? Were they in a frown or?
Yeah, I don't know.
If they were frowny.
He probably did eat her ass. I don't know.
Just comedically, though, it has become more pronounced in the past few years. But prior to that, I would hear black comics talking about how you don't stick your tongue in the booty hole. That's not where that tongue goes. Move it up a little bit. There you go, son. Yeah, now you're doing it right. But, you know, that was the 80s.
My head is, like, turned at only an angle that, like, a golden retriever gets. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Can I see your lighter?
Oh.
I'm trying to be speakers. I'm trying to open a beer.
I was going to say, are you still trying to open that beer?
Yes, it didn't work with my keys. I turned the mic off.
So,
this
battle, Mickey and Nick Glasser. Well, we're going to save our predictions. What did you guys think of Nick Glasser and Anthony Mayo's battle? I'm going to say right now, I got real drunk at the show, and I know that I laughed the entire time, and I remember vague things. I don't remember any, like, one joke other than, I'll mention when we get there, but...
I thought Anthony got robbed. Most definitely.
Anthony,
I vote for Anthony. He made me laugh very, very hard, especially there was the whole, Nick kept bringing up Anthony's titty pictures.
Yes, it's good. I saw those titty pictures. I knew exactly what he was talking about.
I haven't seen
them yet.
I
was so in on that joke.
I haven't seen them yet, but it was like a very long joke about Anthony's titty pictures, and then Anthony is just like, Nick looks like he jerks off in the library to my titty pictures. And that hit me so hard. I was like, he's won. He's won in my book.
So to elaborate on the titty picture thing, Anthony Mayo on his Facebook posted a GIF of, it's Mia Khalifa, actually, and she's like just taking her shirts off and her titties pop out. And, like, nobody reported him because everybody
you know,
he's friends with.
Now that you
mention
it, I saw that, but I had no idea who posted it because it was the only – I just went, oh, titties. And I never once looked to see who posted it. That's funny to me.
Yeah.
That's it, and that's the only person.
No, but the joke was good. I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was too inside baseball, but I loved it.
I think Glasser has a similar roast joke writing style to Kyle, where it's kind of a response and the full joke.
Well, I was never that long-winded.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as, like, are you trying to say Kyle uses too many words? 'Cause...
No. I'm saying that Nick and Kyle both get a lot of bang for their buck.
Yeah, because I would always be like, thank you, Tabitha, you piece of shit, Jones. And then,
yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Then I would tell my joke. I would always have like a thing, you know, like that's what I did. But
you just tried to fit like more laughs into your.
Of course.
Your like one joke, which is a good way to do it. And Nick was doing the same thing, I think. Yeah. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it was just like. When I went and saw Becky and Wonder Doug down in Columbus, Becky was doing the same thing. It was like, it was one joke, but it was like stretched out over like several lines.
Is that a Columbus strategy?
It's a, like.
No, it's just a.
Blake was doing it too a little bit.
No, I think it's, I've seen it a lot more than like from Columbus and shit, like the official roast battle. On
the official roast battle.
Well, I can't. It wasn't that. What it was just called roast battle, the yeah. original from California. From
I don't sure, know.
That was on TV.
The
Come
one
on, guys.
The TV one.
Are we acting like it didn't exist? What are you doing to me right now?
Anyways,
this was weird.
Well, that's going to get edited out. That pause will get edited out.
Did you fucking? Never mind.
No, I actually never watched Roast Battle, so...
Wow.
Yeah, I...
Hipster.
Wait, weren't you over at TM's the night when we put it on?
I was there, too.
I don't remember that, but I was on very many drugs
yeah.
at that moment in my life, so there's...
Yeah,
a lot of reasons I probably don't remember that.
Yes, they were... drugs and drinking.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on that night. That was when I discovered that I hate the wave.
Oh yeah. Anyhow, yes, I've heard that those kind of longer jokes a lot.
I think it's risky to do it because like sometimes it's like, I didn't get the laugh I wanted, so I'm gonna keep going and keep going. Like sometimes like you said, he did that whole thing about his titty pics and he was like, you look like you jacked off to my titty pics at the library. And it was like, boom.
Exactly.
Eruption.
It's like, it's done. It's funny.
So it's dangerous, but yeah. He's good. He won. But I thought it was closer than I
It's risky. Been. It's risky because I've seen it, too, where someone had, like, a pre-written response that it was, like, the response and then their joke. And, like, one part hit and the other part didn't.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it,
yeah.
It's all that always makes it weird.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
When their response does great, and then the joke they have planned does nothing, and they're
yeah,
like, okay, why'd you fucking keep talking,
yeah.
Basically.
Because usually the response is shitting on the other person's writing, and then you give your poorly written joke.
Yeah.
Really takes the wind out of those sails.
Well, a lot of what Nick was doing, too, was there was a long and winding road to get to the point.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. You know, you had to sit through... a little bit of like exposition before.
Yeah.
And that's something I have noticed with like some of the Columbus guys that I like, actually. It's like a style. And that's why I said what I said at the battles.
That is also kind of the way Nick does stand up.
Yeah.
Too. So
it reminded me of Justin Golak. Who's another former former Columbus guy.
Yeah.
So but
it didn't suck. I mean,
no, it did not suck. It
I
was
mean,
good.
He pulled it off. Like, let's
yeah.
not like shit on him, but
no, yeah, I was about to say, but he won. Like,
yeah, I mean, but Anthony had that fucking hockey joke too about his head looks like a fucking air hockey board or something.
Yeah,
oh, and that
you play air hockey
too,
on
so.
It.
I liked that.
It's like, bitch. You know.
Yeah, but it was definitely very huge contrast in styles. And, you know, Anthony focused on looks, which, you know, you can say what you want about the length of Glasser's jokes, but he's definitely more well-rounded, and he went after more than just, you know, one thing, which I appreciated.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, he's definitely the veteran.
Yeah. You can tell he hasn't lost.
Yeah, yeah. But it got a little close. It got a little hairy for him.
Oh, yeah.
He was sweating up there. I was standing up there. He was fucking pouring sweat. So
good.
Also, like a veteran, Nick Glasser probably has PTSD from looking in the mirror
Uh-huh.
Dang. Ooh.
They brought a bunch of people, too. Like, he has family up here, so.
Yeah.
They brought a contingent of Columbus people.
No wonder he won.
No wonder he didn't go get hot dogs with us. He had actual family here. I would have gone with him, too. Mm. Actually, if I could change my decision, I would have gone with Nick's family.
Fair.
Those hot dogs are pretty damn good.
Next battle?
Yeah.
Yeah, next battle. The hot dogs versus Chris Paw.
Logan and Amanda Avril are going to battle at the next show. I realized that we, because Mickey Genosi got a bye week.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even talk about him, but
we
yeah.
We didn't talk about Blake.
No, we didn't talk about John Ruggiero.
Yeah, because he had a call off as...
He's a fat, stupid cunt.
Yeah.
Make sure we tag him in this episode, too.
Okay.
John Ruggiero is a fat, stupid
I'll message
Toledo
him.
Cunt.
And I'll be like...
Is he out of the tournament?
Yes, he's out of the tournament. He never comes back.
I'll message him. I'll be like, hey, my friend John, how are you doing today?
Kyle Hodworth said
well,
you're a fat, stupid cunt.
Well,
John
I hope.
To upwards of 20-something people on...
Who knows? It could be 26. It could be 28.
So, yeah. So, Mickey won by default. He didn't even show up.
He squeaked on by. Right. Slithered on by like
the only
snake
non-show,
he
by the
is.
Way.
Yeah.
I think Mickey would have crushed him anyways because John Ruggiero is a fat, stupid cunt.
No, Mickey was here. He was the filth on the fucking floor. I have a history of being very, very, very harsh with Mickey.
Yeah.
And every time I'm like, I'm going to be so much nicer to you now, Mickey. I'm sorry. I was really mean that last time. And then I'm just way worse.
Oh, I've seen former members of this show be very mean to Mickey Genosi.
Proud Boys versus Antifa.
Yeah, more or less. More, hey, dude, come on. Men are talking.
All right, next battle, who do we got?
So Logan and Amanda are the next ones we have written down here. Logan battled...
Harrison Poole.
Harrison Poole, and Amanda battled Dave Herron. I'm sorry, Dave, but she fucking murdered him.
Yeah.
If any of her jokes were about him being a huge fat mess, they were not directly about that and were very, very good.
Yeah.
She had one about like a CPAP machine falling off
only
his face
thing,
or something. I don't remember how it went exactly, but it was killer.
Like he's so fat that the only thing that sat on his face is a CPAP machine.
The only thing that would ever sit on your face is a CPAP machine.
Yeah.
Also, was that the one that the only way he could ever, the only thing he could ever fuck that makes a complete sentence is a Furby?
No.
What
no.
battle
Different
was
battle.
That?
Different
yeah.
battle.
Was it? Yeah, it was not well. I had a great time, though. Just tell you that.
Why'd you have to be the R-man?
Yeah.
Well,
R-man wasn't the R-man.
Let's be honest. He's not anymore. The Prime R-Man is that ship has sailed.
Fair enough.
I mean, I guess we want to stay alive.
Hey, right. Well, unfortunately for the R-Man, Prime R-Man is the most fun version, but the most likely to die within the week.
I'm not seeing a problem with this.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was a different joke. Anyways, let's
what
not
we
turn
got?
This
we
into
Logan?
A fucking intervention for me.
Logan versus Harrison. What do you guys think about that battle?
Logan kind of beat the shit out of him. But Harrison had his moment at the end.
Yeah. He was like falling down and like fucking like sucker punched 100%. Him in the face as he went. I was like, oh shit.
No, yeah, though Logan may have beat the shit out of him, I really do want to see. I want to see Harrison do this more. I think he's very, very good at it. Lots of fun.
I'll say I don't think anyone bombed.
No.
I think all the battles were.
I agree. I didn't have a vote in it. I really didn't care. So it was fun just to watch it.
not necessarily close matches, but were still both very good.
Yeah. No, everybody had their moments that really made it like, okay, we're watching something good here.
Yeah.
Harrison like telling Logan that he looks like the youth pastor that molested him was very nice.
Yeah, that was the joke. Yeah.
Very
Logan.
Very.
Logan had a what was it? It was like, his uncle's retarded and what? He's got the mental capacity of a 13-year-old. So what happened to you when you were 15 with him doesn't make it all that bad. It was somewhere along. I'm not doing the joke justice, but Logan's fire. Logan's always good. So I mean, yeah, Harrison didn't stand a chance. He was a jobber in this, but you know what? You got to fucking break your cherry somehow.
Yeah,
he comes back. You know,
he got his hope spot. So
has Logan had the title yet, or he's been very close to it
two times,
a couple times, right?
Yeah,
or no, one time.
Once.
I mean, he never beat me because he's a bitch, but I know he's had the title.
Okay. I don't think he beat me.
Yeah, because he's a bitch.
Yeah.
Logan Rashal's also a fat, stupid cunt.
He really is.
Apparently his kryptonite is fat, stupid cunts because he's never beaten either of you.
Yes, I guess. What was the other battle in that? Who's Logan? Logan's battling who?
It was Logan and Harrison Poole and Amanda and Dave.
Amanda and Dave.
And now
okay.
It's going to be Logan and Amanda.
Yep.
Ooh.
That's going to be insane.
Yeah, dude. That's a great battle. That's why we're doing this fucking tournament. We had people from out of town because it's the tournament. I mean, that first round was the best ad hom I've been to.
Yeah, it was a really, really good show.
Top to bottom. Yeah, there was no fucking bomb matches.
All right, we're going to come back next week and get in more detail about predictions and shit like that. So real quick, we also had Brett Thomas and Josh Volchko and Phil Eckenrode and Kristen Gailwood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Phil and Kristen. And then Blake Quinzel and Katie Moynihan. And Adam Janovac and Drew Malkins.
We're going to talk about these battles still, like who won and stuff.
Yeah, I was just getting through them. Okay.
So I know, so I don't have to keep looking.
Yeah,
over.
More broadly, but we're going to do a couple. We'll be back the next couple of weeks getting into more detail
talk about
and doing
recap
predictions.
And then we'll do our picks, remember? We talked about this.
Well, we're already.
I was explaining it to the audience and trying to.
Oh, so we're doing a second recap episode. Okay. I thought we were doing
both. It's kind of both. We're going to give our predictions.
Hey, the ad hom.
The next.
We've really got our shit together today, folks.
I thought I was going to be the mess here tonight. And
oh, see, the thing is, I would not appear as such a mess if Kyle had not been confused.
Alrighty. Well, that's it. That does it.
All right. Well.
No. Yeah, I just wanted to get through who they were and. So Phil and Kristen, who won? I don't remember.
Phil won.
Yes, Phil won.
Phil won.
So he's going to battle Brett Thomas. Brett and Josh was a really good one. I'm not.
I thought it was a great battle. I think Brett won handedly, but I don't think Josh sucked.
No.
I'd have Josh back. Just Brett had this thing about ketchup and mustard, and it was killer. And
yeah,
Brett was Brett.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. He comes in, he's Brett. It kills.
Yeah, that autism really is paying off for him.
It really is. Good for him, spinning it.
And
you know what? He could be. We don't need to rent a fire marshal. We could just have Brett like stand on stage and. He'll let us know how many people are.
Yeah, right?
Count them all.
49 people, 49 people, 49 people.
Brett gets his underwear at Kmart in Ohio.
I got it.
Hey, guys, I'll drive you to Columbus. I'm an excellent driver.
I've been to Columbus with Brett twice. He's not an excellent driver.
We rode down to Bolivar, Ohio to do a Kelly Thulis show, and it was 95 degrees, and he cracked his window like my grandpa was smoking a cigarette. No air conditioning on whatsoever. I almost had a fucking heat stroke. I almost died in Brett Thomas's backseat. It was terrible.
He would have left you there.
We'll go over the rest of them next week. Sure. We are about at the end of the episode. Kyle was right. We were supposed to do it all.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be a dick about it, you know? That's why I thought you were like, oh, he's right. We're going to roll with it. But
yeah. I was trying to do them both. Do it half of each.
Well, we did, what, 3/5?
Yeah.
Nobody?
Space of silence.
I threw it up there.
I feel like everything I say just makes it worse, so I'm just taking like the like abusive dad tactic, and I'm just looking at the ground and waiting for you guys to be done.
I literally just looked around the room like, is anyone swinging? No.
Not a shithead.
Yes. All right, so that'll be November 16th, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, yes.
Here at Not Your Parents' Basement in
78th Street Studios.
Yes.
Buy tickets. It's going to fucking sell out. We can't let you in because there's a capacity thing. ClevelandComedyFestival.com has tickets. And we have the next show. We did 5 battles this show. We'll do 3 on the next show. And we'll stretch that out. And then, you know, we'll be back to do some more. Have a good night.
That'll do, Pigs.